to be my granddad, just trying to understand which brand of soup was cheaper. Reading glasses perched on a nose that seen the kind of weather that is scorched. Everything clean away, and I stopped and said, "You sir, for your service." And he nodded and said, "Which war?" I said, "Sir." He said, "Which one?" I've done a couple, and then he smiled and said, "The gratitude I'm humble for." He was at Incheon in Korea, 51. He said the cold was something that unhid the sun right out of a man. Said he lost two friends before breakfast on a Tuesday, and the way it ends for some of them. He gestured out the window vaguely, and then he picked the cheaper soup and nodded stately and moved before I found the words to say. And every Veterans Day still hurts. We put a holiday on it and a ribbon and a sail. But the man in the soup aisle tells the actual tale of what it costs a person to have served. Veteran out, Veterans Day. Say our thank yous in the American way, then go about our business with our carts and our receipts, while old men navigate the veteran out, Veterans Day. What do we really owe the ones who had to pay in pieces of themselves that didn't get back home? More than a yellow ribbon and a single day. So I've got a cousin who came back from overseas, three tours. She doesn't sleep in rooms where she can't see all the exits. She sits with her back against the wall at every restaurant. She jumps at certain calls. A sound, she's home but not entirely. Lives into worlds simultaneously and gives everything she's got to seem okay, to seem the person she was before. It's not a dream. She wakes from it's the waking, that's the word. You're a fool to leave the city for 2 acres. He's not wrong, he's entirely wrong. The makers of a life decide what value means to them. And a jar of summer tomatoes in December is my gem, my currency, my evidence that I am capable of building something from the ground up, tangible and mine, and worth the softer paychecks and the freedom to decide what morning means and how to read them. 2 acres and a dream.